Now we turn to Mexico City, where protests this afternoon turned violent. They were organized by young people, Generation Z, Generation Z, Generation Z, who say they're speaking out against a narco government. These are the largest anti-government protests since President Claudia Sheinbaum took office more than a year ago. Protesters have broken through a police barricade, and police have thrown tear gas and stun grenades at them. I spoke with NPR's Eider Peralta, who is in Mexico City near the protest crowds. Eider, we can hear you out there on the streets. What is it that we're hearing and that you're seeing?
I mean, look, this protest started peaceful through the center of downtown, and now it has reached the Zócalo, which is Mexico City's main square, and it has turned violent. The government had put large metal barricades to try and block protesters from reaching the presidential palace, and protesters have now torn through the metal barricades, and they are trying to get through riot police. Riot police are firing tear gas, and they're firing stunt grenades, and this crowd is not leaving. They say they're looking for change in this country. They say that they want this government to take their suffering seriously. They say they want the pact that they say exists between the narcos and the government to end today, and that's what they're here for. And they say they're not leaving until they get that.